This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Call us right now if you want to go see the Zac Brown Band. They're at Shoreline on October 27th. And we have tickets all this week, all day long. 9, 11, 3, and 5. We're looking for caller number 97 right now. 800-400-3697. There they are, the Zac Brown Band.
Nice and Tuesday. Adios and bye.
Yo con Dios. You like this one, Human?
I do.
Yeah, that's a good one.
This is their best song.
Okay.
Busy.
Lay in the hot sun, roll a big fat one. Grab my guitar and play. That's like my theme song. I love that. Mm-hmm. If only I smoked pot.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I may have to start, you know, now that it's legal. Or is about to be.
The buses will tell you all about it here in the city.
No, it's crazy.
The advertising on the buses. It's amazing. Not just the one. Mm-hmm. There's a bunch of them. It's here.
It's here, everyone. The
legal
weed is here.
Marijuana.
I know.
Wow, okay.
Crazy.
All right, our text number is the same number you're calling now to get tickets for that show, 800-400-3697. Here's some stuff.
We love your texts.
That you had to say. 612 says, not sure if S&V saw this, but apparently Jessica and Cody from Big Brother are going to be on the next season of Amazing Race.
Yeah.
Should be interesting to see how Cody handles stressful situations.
I was going to say they'll either be awesome or implode. I mean, that's kind of how it is with every duo on that show. Some of them really seem to work well under pressure, and others are like, that guy might murder her.
Robin Amba
did pretty good on there. He's very resourceful.
Right.
Yeah. Amba. Make that guy do what you want.
What would Vinny serve? Red beans and rice burritos? Yeah. No, I would make a pot of sauce for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
And it would be the best pot of sauce you ever had.
All right. Oh. When's this happening? Let's do it.
Well, when is the shrimp scampi happening?
After your housewarming party. I've had a housewarming party. I've had people over. Yeah.
Oh, that's I didn't get an invite to that.
How many parties you been to at my house, Yuzi?
A few.
Yeah. After my house was finished and we moved in, we had a party.
It was called
a housewarming party, and you were invited to that.
It was in
2011.
That's not true.
It is true.
And what? He was only in San Mateo at
yeah.
the time.
And at that time, you lived right down the street.
I did not.
Oh, you.
Just drove by your building. It's funny to be stuck in traffic and listen to you.
Yeah, we're right here.
Right next to where you are. Yep. I'm having a crazy important meeting in the South Bay this morning, and I'm very, very nervous. Wish me luck. Love you.
Oh, good luck.
P.S. Saw Human at Whole Foods yesterday in Milf Valley.
Oh, what were you doing in Milf Valley yesterday? I was at the Whole Foods, too. I'm surprised we didn't run into each other.
I had to drive to Napa to do something, and I needed to buy a couple things that I forgot at the grocery store because I don't really make a written list. I just make a mental list, and then I leave, and I forgot something, and that Whole Foods just happened to be on the way. And
what
I
was
ate.
It?
Huh?
What was the thing you forgot?
I get this spray, this silver spray, and it like builds up your immune system. It's silver.
What?
Silver spray. It's called silver spray.
So you like huff it?
I just spray it. You spray it at your face. You spray
at,
it in your,
right at, in your face.
In your face.
You don't like
in
inhale
the face.
It? Or?
You can spray it in your mouth too. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
my
good
goodness.
Stuff.
Silver spray. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
Has real silver in it?
It's very, listen, this is some advanced
is
homeopathic stuff. Yeah, I don't know. It's $12. Not too bad. Is that
like
a lot?
Like what, an ounce? I don't know. How big is the bottle?
Like 4 ounces, 5 ounces.
So far, your tongue hasn't turned black and there haven't been any other
ailments?
Awkward side effects?
Were you at the big one? The new?
I was at the one on Blythedale.
Oh.
What's the big one?
That's the big one.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, the one near my house is the little one. Yeah,
and then I went to the food court, got a little rice and beans.
All right.
Thanks.
Boy. What an exciting.
Veggies.
Why don't you call me when you're in my town?
What'd you say?
Why didn't you just call me when you're in my town?
We see so much of each other. Let's take a break, right?
We've had enough?
No, oh, wow. No, no, he doesn't want to see you.
We see each other for 5 hours a day, 5 days a week. It's a lot.
But you go to her house on Sundays?
I do. Do you want to do this Sunday or Sunday?
Well, we're off Monday, so I don't know. We could do it Monday.
Yeah, so Monday. Back over to you, Ben.
510 says, love Meg Ryan in When Harry Met Sally, the moan scene.
Yeah.
Listeners, please do not listen to sexual advice from Hooman. Chicks moaning while making out is hot. If it feels right, do it.
Oh, my God.
Don't listen to Hooman. Unless you're the Thunder Down Under, and then you should totally listen.
Sounds like that girl you were making out with was seriously trying to convince you, or herself, she was really into it, Who.
Or maybe it was more like this.
At least the Thunder from Down Under is still in Vegas. Road trip, Hooey!
Too much trouble!
Hooman wants to have sex with Bryn. I'm convinced now, says 510.
Hot.
I wear Halloween costumes for my kids. She delights in us doing a family costume. Last year it was Batman. This year, Alice in Wonderland. That's from 925.
That's fun.
Yeah, that is fun.
Yeah.
707 says, in California, you can purchase one handgun and one long gun rifle every 30 days.
Oh, so you can only buy like 12 a year? Or you can buy one of each every 30 days.
You want me to do that math
for you?
It doesn't
matter. It's fine. 24 of them.
Yeah, 24.
That's still a lot. You know, years fly by. He was in Nevada, though. Who knows what the rules are there? Mm-hmm.
They don't have those, right. Apparently.
Rules?
You can be, you can get a hooker there, you can gamble there, so there's probably less gun rules as well.
One thing about Blade Runner, which those guys are going to review tomorrow at 9:15.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's set, whatever it is, 30-something years in the future, 40 years, I don't know what it is, 2049, so whatever that is. San Diego is a dump. It's literally where all the trash goes.
Oh, the whole of San Diego has become a dump.
That's where it is. And then they show
all that beachfront property is just a dump. Part of the dump.
Beach.
Wow.
You can't go near the water, please.
Really?
It's super, it's very bleak. It's really,
oof. Well,
it's really good. It's really good.
Boo, New York Post. We need some levity during these times.
I know. God, New York Post. Usually they're like the, I don't know, kind of they feel young and happy, that paper. Like they're always, they always have some hot gossip tip or something.
Yeah, the one lady.
Yeah.
Huh. You guys are driving me crazy.
It's
not
now?
Giles. It's an English name. It's Giles.
Oh, sorry. Giles. Whatever. It's Gilles. Gilles.
Hey, y'all. I'm attending a conference in Texas. One of our speakers was a writer for Pixar. He said his job is to make people cry, and I immediately thought of Vinny.
It works.
They do such a good job putting heart in every one of those movies. You think it's just a cartoon, and you go into it thinking you're not going to care, and they're not going to get me this time. And then the next thing you know, you're bawling your eyes out.
Yep.
Or more likely, you're trying not to move as tears run down your face, hoping no one will look back at you.
But then all of a sudden you go to inhale and you go.
I've never done that in my life, Sarah.
Uh-huh.
I'm 40 and 925 says, I'm 40 and still take long showers. And I get laid all the time. I hope it's normal. LOL. No, you're grown up. You don't need to hide in your... You don't have to lock yourself in the bathroom. Don't waste water like that. Do that at your desk in front of your laptop like a normal older person. Duh.
All I know is my water bill's gone down in the 1 month, 1.5 months that kid hasn't been living at my house.
Haha, Vinny, could you imagine what it would have been like if you could have put your iPad in a waterproof case when you were younger? I'm sure you probably would have moved into the shower. You're right. You're not kidding. That's tough to explain why you need another shower when you've already had a shower. It's a tough thing to get through.
Yeah. Mom, I just feel sweaty.
That's the excuse you keep hearing?
No. He would take one shower a day. But it was just, you know, he took his time.
Well, yeah.
Because he was just showering in there, I'm sure of it.
Right. Not laid out on the floor of the shower.
I don't want to know.
Move the water just over to the wall so it's not landing on him.
Don't want to know. No. Don't want to know. No. Boy, you know all the tricks, huh?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I did my time. Yes. And I'm telling you, the weird thing was, here's me finding this out all by myself. Meanwhile, little do I know, it's happening in every teenager boy's house in the neighborhood, but no one would just say.
All right. I got to go home and get myself. Hey, what's happening with the 1 o'clocks now? The whole family's home.
What kind of question is that?
It's the kind that we ask on this show.
I think we only ask those kind of questions on The Secret Show.
I don't think so. It's 1 o'clock.
I find ways to make that happen. I go over to the beach apartment.
Oh,
usually,
that's what I was gonna ask.
I have to do some maintenance over there.
Is that house all done? Is that all tricked out? Are you gonna do anything else to that?
What, the little apartment?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's just a little apartment. Yeah, it took a few minutes to get it cleaned up because it was pretty beat. But yeah, it looks great. It's done.
Do you have a balcony or no balcony?
No balcony. No, it's. It's a tiny little space, but at least
I can
be alone.
Do you ever Airbnb
it
or anything?
No. No way. No. Are you kidding?
No. Yeah.
Does your mom love staying
there? Lots of people
rent
their second homes.
It's Vinny, though.
That's true. That's right. He wouldn't want someone putting their naked butt on his couch.
No.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know. I'm wondering. I guess that in retrospect, that was sort of a silly thing to ask.
No way, Jose. No, I'm using that thing.
Every day at 1 o'clock.
I am there daily.
Mm.
Yeah. No, we already said that one. The Tom Petty documentary you recommended yesterday is really great. Long, but great. I don't think any of us have seen it. Someone else recommended it, but that's great.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Is it Netflix one?
Yeah, Netflix. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch it. Mm. I love music documentaries.
I know. You do love music documentaries.
I love them. And I go to this website. Can't think of what it's called right now. They always, every now and then they'll post, and I'd want to say it's like once a week, they post some singer talking about the song they wrote.
Oh.
And like where it comes from and what they, right. And it's usually a hit, it's a big song, and it's just interesting to hear someone.
Like a storyteller's kind of thing.
Yeah, but it's written, it's not a video, so you just read about how this person, it's like an interview written form of.
That's
Anthony Kiedis with Under the Bridge or, you know, whatever. And you just sort of go, man, how that song came about for them and how the guitar part came and what guitars they used and where they were. It's pretty neat. I like it.
I want to highly recommend Searching for Sugar Man. It's a great music
Mike Sugarman?
No.
Oh.
Searching for Sugar Man. It's a great
Two words,
documentary.
Sugar Man?
Yeah. Great music documentary.
Who's Sugar Man?
Yeah.
Well, Sugar Man was an American artist that was huge in South Africa. I don't want to give away too much. Just watch it. Trust me.
I won't be watching it.
Why
yeah,
not?
We're not going to watch
talking about music documentaries. Maybe you guys should.
Vinny, you should watch Sugar Man.
Okay.
But who is he?
It's a guy who's an American who's big in South Africa.
Yeah.
Didn't you just hear
tell
that?
Tell you about it off there.
I don't know.
All right.
Thanks, Suman.
You're welcome.
Is he the guy on roller skates with the, what do they call those, turban? And he has a amp on a backpack, and he plays guitar at all the Grateful Dead shows. Is that who he is?
Oh, that's Sugar Man.
Sugar Man.
Is that Sugar Man?
No.
Guy used to be everywhere. I'd see him everywhere. All the time. You never seen him?
I don't think so.
Turban, amp on a backpack.
I feel like I'd remember
roller
that.
Roller skates, playing guitar. You never seen that guy?
I don't think so.
All right. Sarah, 407 says, Sarah, Jesus, who are these people that aren't showering? Everyone looks at Hooman. That's not nice.
No one looked at Hooman.
Vin, the best place to get office supplies is OfficeDepot.com. We'll deliver to you.
Oh, funny. This is sponsored content. Oh. Ding, ding, shame.
You got me, OfficeDepot.com. You bastards. Did you know they're not called Cup O Noodles? They're just called Cup Noodles?
I didn't know that. No,
yeah,
I don't
do.
Want to know. No.
No.
No. We're going to still, no. we're going to throw no. the O no. in there, just so you know.
Yeah. Wasn't Lipton Cup of Noodles? But you're talking about the ramen in a cup that you just pour the water into the cup that it comes in, right?
Yeah, it's just.
So
it's,
that's called
like
Cup the, Noodles?
Is it Nissan?
Nissan makes their own brand of cup
Nissan?
Of noodles.
Let me look it up.
You brought it up. What do you mean you don't know?
Yeah.
They're noodles. I don't even look at the packaging.
Talk about the thing. It's about this big. It's like a or
yeah,
it's
a cup.
It's not Lipton cup of noodles where you got to put the noodles in the cup and
no,
then add the hot
no,
water.
It's
this
everything
is a styrofoam cup and you pour the water
yeah,
in the
exactly.
top.
Yeah, just dump one. Hot water in, wait like a minute or two, and
be careful peeling it back.
It's college food.
Yeah,
exactly. Or emergency food without having to make anything.
Which one do you like? You want the shrimp or you don't want the shrimp?
I like to have a variety, that's all. Sometimes I get bored of eating chicken all the time.
Okay.
Right? You know?
Yeah.
Change it up.
It's all just salt.
Yeah, it's true.
So the truth is, I think, that it used to be called Cup O Noodles until 1993, and then there was a name change. Because there's a name change, we're going to grandfather in the O for eternity.
Mm.
All right. All right. So Cup O Noodles is acceptable.
Yeah.
Nice
research. Oh, Cup of Soup is what the Lipton one is, right?
Possibly.
No one ate that.
Yeah.
Those
I
aren't
nobody
that
ate
good.
Cup
That's
O Soup.
Good.
Listen, well, it's not
those
as good as Cup O Cup yeah. O Noodles, but Cup of Soup was.
Who
thing.
Has heard of Cup O Soup?
Nobody had Cup,
cup
O
Soup.
Soup. Nobody
had Cup O Soup. I ate the Cup O Soup.
It must
soup
be
all
a Boston
time.
Thing.
It's not.
It
you
is. No one has ever said Cup O Soup.
Yeah. A Cup of Soup. People have said it.
No, they
listen,
haven't.
Listen.
That's a thing.
The answer.
Oh, my God, you guys. Stop it. You're making me feel weak.
Cup O Soup.
I feel weak. I give up. I would give up, but I know a cup of soup is a thing.
It's not a thing.
It's a Lipton cup of soup.
No.
No. Absolutely not.
Look it up.
You?
I don't have internet.
You're just delirious. You're talking nonsense. Too much cake for you.
Oh, my God. That cake was good.
Pure cake?
It Pure 39
good.
Said, there's a huge cake out there. You didn't see the cake?
Oh. No.
We took pictures of it before we ate
I've
it because
busy.
We figured.
Did you bring
I didn't
it up?
Even know it was out there.
Yeah, no, how come nobody knows it was out there? Like, where'd it come from?
Well, leave it to
it
me to say.
Sarah knew.
Pure 39. Oh, yeah. Sarah always knows when
yeah.
there's cake.
Hell yeah.
Well, it's just weird that she saw it and ate it. We don't even know where it came from.
Well, it who, came from Pure 39.
Well, who put it there, though?
No
Someone
one knows.
Must have brought it up.
But
oh,
it was cold.
You know what? The salesperson probably brought it up.
Just dropped it off.
Sales. Person.
Yeah.
All I right. need to make
find
a
cup
correction.
Of soup yet?
I need to make
boy.
A correction.
Uh-oh.
We're not exactly sure when the name was changed. It was either changed
You're talking
from
about cup
and noodles.
Oh, no. We're walking back the story we
in
just
In 1978, 1984, or 1993.
Oh,
oh
no.
That's when the well, name that, changed?
But
there's
it was
no credibility in that at all.
It was originally Cup O Noodles. It was never Cup O Soup.
Yeah.
That's
cup
never
soup.
Existed.
Look it up. Look it
we don't
up.
Ever need to say that again.
God, please. Like
as
a
long
chicken
as we're walking back,
soup.
Vinny, my girlfriend says, not sure Vinny would be into it, but I watch Gaga. 5'2", and it was incredible.
Oh, I've heard really good things
about
that.
You know what? I saw Gaga live here at the Bill Graham Civic Center, and she crushed that place. She was so good. I couldn't believe it, actually.
Gaga, ooh la la.
I didn't dance, but there were a lot of people dancing.
He danced his ass off, in other
words. I did not.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
He was just moving
oh, no.
in his
So I just did a bunch of research.
I'm so sorry for the other pages of text. We're never going to get to
those.
There's
a big debate about Cup O Soup versus Cup A Soup. Which one is it, Sarah?
I don't know.
All right. Well, there it is.
I bet it's Cup O Soup, but
no,
it's
I don't know.
Cup
oh,
of Soup.
Someone just texted in. It is Lipton Cup In soup.
In?
With an N. Cup
no,
soup.
It's not
no,
cup
it's not.
In soup.
Wait, cup in soup.
Where's my glasses?
See, none of what you're saying ever happened.
No, I'm right.
And look at what you're doing to the listeners.
Soup. Come here, look
cup,
at this.
It's cup
I don't
a
know,
soup.
She just said cup
I thought it was an N, but
soup.
I put my glasses on
but it's
it.
An
today.
Oh my God, you're so old.
That looks like an N to me.
Is it an N?
I don't know. It looks like an egg. It's all messed up.
I'm going to look at this myself. Where's this?
Lipton cup of soup. Come on.
I'm going to go.
No, don't go.
Don't
go, Vinny. We're having too much fun.
And soup.
Stay at the party.
Don't leave us, Vinny.
Stay at the party.
Hang on.
Anyway, so we just want to let everyone know it's okay to say cup o' noodle. We're what bringing that back.
But never
it's
even.
An N. It's a N. Cup,
it is
cup
an N.
Cup N soup. Yeah, it's cup N.
Is it
soup.
A little package?
Cup N soup. That's a dumb name. I'm going to just throw that out there to Lipton.
That? Yeah.
That's a dumb name.
How about this one?
Cup N soup.
Say the Maruchan. The Maruchan. Beef flavor. M-A-R-U-C-H-A-N.
What's... You're adding another one into the mix?
Maruchan Instant Lunch. This is the one that
that's
Brynny's,
the one Brynny's,
I think.
That's doing the... That's the cup of noodles. Yeah. Is the Maruchan.
She said Nissan
Steve
makes
Maruchan.
That.
Yeah, Nissan.
I thought it was Honda.
Yeah, you did.
What?
You know what? You might have been right. I'm going to go ahead and retroactively back us out of this.
Maruchan.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Go on, you were just saying people help me
people
in any way.
People will do anything to help you verify your nonsense. Someone has phonied up a cup of soup box here.
Dude, it's let not phonied up. I probably have one in my pantry right now. Lipton cup of soup. Is it cup o' soup or cup o' soup?
It's cup o' soup here in this phony ad that someone made. But this is the lady who always makes those goofball memes for us.
Oh, right.
This isn't real.
It's real.
It's
Lipton cup of soup. You put the, you rip the package, you pour the noodles and the powder into a coffee mug, and you pour hot water on it.
Nobody
you mix
ate
it up.
That
it's got
crap.
Little straight stick noodles. Everyone had it.
The stuff
I can't believe
Brynny
you never heard
eats,
of it.
We all ate a million times.
I personally like the little top ramen.
The packages.
The packages. Oh,
I like those too.
I like those. I have those like once a week.
Yeah, we make those all the time, actually. Yeah. You can make a miso broth and just put those in, put in vegetables, crack an egg in there.
Mm-hmm.
It's delicious.
Mmm.
Anyway.
Ramen.
So,
it's good.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that what you're having for dinner?
No, I'm having tacos.
Did you tell John?
Well, I texted him. I'll see if it happens or not. Find out. I let him know what I want. Sometimes that's half the battle, you
wonder
know?
Why that guy never picks up his phone.
He doesn't need, he's busy doing the stuff I've asked of him.
If I get another goddamn food order at 8 in the morning.
Lots of times I come home, though, he goes, oh, really, tacos? Okay, great.
Sarah's always in the backyard like, why is his phone in the fish tank?
Let me get that out of there.
I found your phone in the fish tank.
Oh my God, wacky show. I feel like we were just kind of a little bit pent up earlier in the week. Like we kind of let loose a little today. Listen, tonight is Survivor.
All right.
Look around you and be thankful for all the wonderful people and the things you have in your life. And remember, you know, there's always someone worse off. What is it? I used to cry because I had no shoes until I met the kid who had no feet. Isn't that a saying?
What are you doing? Why are you bringing us down? Here, let's
try to
hold on. Go and say and
take
remember.
Two.
Just say that part.
And remember.
Jane's on this afternoon. She's an excellent DJ. You are gonna love her show. Enjoy Jane later today.
We'll see you tomorrow.
I think
bye-bye.
She's off today.
Oh. Oh.
I'm kidding.
The end.
Am I?
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.